From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Residents of the Colorado city of Aurora are coming together to grieve for those killed in the deadly rampage at a theater on Friday. President Obama will visit with families of the victims, and faith leaders will lead an evening vigil. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee reports the attack has people in Aurora reeling.
A makeshift memorial has grown up near the site of Friday's attack, piled with flowers and teddy bears as people stop by to mourn the victims. Cindy Acri represents Aurora in the state legislature and says the community is coming together.
We've got to maintain that hopeful spirit, but it's going to take a lot of faith and a lot of public support to help families heal from this.
Shooting suspect James Holmes has his first court appearance Monday morning, where he'll be represented by a public defender. Prosecutors have until Thursday morning to file charges against him. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Denver, Colorado.
Meanwhile, the University of Colorado says it is investigating whether Holmes, who was a former student, obtained deadly material through the school that was used in booby traps in his apartment. Bomb experts spent Saturday removing explosive material from his building. Aurora Police Chief Dan Oates says authorities are preparing for this week's court appearances by collecting as much evidence as they can about Holmes's recent actions.
We're focusing on how he got the materials that he got that were used in the shooting, that were used in the apartment. We're focusing on anyone who knew him and statements he may have made.
Aurora Police Chief Dan Oates. Violence has continued in Syria's two largest cities, Damascus and Aleppo, which until about a week ago had been relatively peaceful. The BBC's Jim Muir reports from Beirut, hundreds of people have fled from their homes in both places.
Reports from activists in Aleppo said there were more clashes during the night between the rebel Free Syrian Army and government forces. They said a building in the Saif al-Dawla district collapsed under tank fire, and they reported a big explosion at the officers' club after clashes around its perimeter. Down in Damascus, meanwhile, state television showed government troops back in control of the Qabun quarter on the northeast side of the capital after an attack involving heavy artillery, tanks and helicopters.
The BBC's Jim Muir reporting. Penn State University removed a statue of the late football coach Joe Paterno from in front of the football stadium today. The university's decision comes in the wake of a scathing report that blamed Paterno and three former Penn State officials for failing to stop sexual predator and former coach Jerry Sandusky from attacking children. The athletic conference, the NCAA, disclosed it will announce Monday what kind of sanctions Penn State could face for the abuse scandal. You're listening to NPR News. The winner of this year's British Open Golf Tournament is Ernie Els. He began the final round today 6 shots behind the leader, Adam Scott, who failed to capitalize on his lead from yesterday. Great Britain has its first winner of the Tour de France bicycling race. Bradley Wiggins claimed the winner's yellow jersey as cyclists ended their grueling 3-week race in Paris today. The International Olympic Committee has rejected calls to mark the 40th anniversary of the Munich massacre at the opening ceremonies of this Summer Olympic Games in London. NPR's Howard Berkus reports instead there will be a private commemoration on the date of the actual anniversary.
International Olympic Committee President Jacques Rogge says a ceremony remembering the 11 Israelis killed by Palestinian terrorists in Munich will be held in September on the 40th anniversary of the tragedy. On Friday, President Obama joined the families of the victims in calling for a moment of silence at London's opening ceremony next week, but Rogge again said no.
And we feel that the opening ceremony is an atmosphere that is not fit to remember such a tragic incident.
Actually, the opening ceremony in Vancouver 2 years ago paused to remember the Georgian luge athlete killed during training, and the 2002 Salt Lake City Olympics began with commemoration of the September 11th attacks. Howard Berkus, NPR News, London.
Thousands of Spaniards walked to Madrid this weekend to protest spending cuts by the Spanish government. The government says the reductions are needed because Spain might have to ask Europe for a bailout if things get worse. This week, struggling Spanish banks were promised billions of dollars in European aid. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.